Something wonderful is happening to me right here, right now. I am in this room, in this place with all of you, and that is a wonderful thing. I'm always excited to share a time of attention and consciousness and love and caring with a group of people who are in the business of knowing one, in the business of creating a better life for themselves and those around them. So welcome everyone who has decided to join us today. We are thrilled. I am thrilled that you're here. So I think I can speak for everyone else that they're thrilled as well. So thank you. And I appreciate it. I'm here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I. And so it is. So as we grow and go into this day, know this with me, there is only one power. That power is present with us. That power is the very presence of us right here, right now. Knowing that this power is thus with us, we declare into it the greater truths of our lives, the greater things that we wish to experience. And as we do so, we know the only thing the universe does is say yes. So thank you for being present. Thank you for this truth. Thank you for this awareness. And so it is. So who are we? We are the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Although we are the Center for Spiritual Living everywhere, in some ways, we have people here from all over the country. Excuse me. And occasionally we have someone, well, we have some folks listening on Facebook, I know, that are from out of the country. So it's an exciting thing to realize that we can be community in today's world. And we can be connected in today's world and be all over the place. We don't have to gather in one building at one place at one time. And even though that's been an upside to what's been happening in our world lately, it is an upside. It's a good side in spite of the other things that have gone on. So welcome. We are a center that honors and celebrates you for who you are, whatever your belief system, whatever your ethnicity, your background, however you're put together, we celebrate that because you're in a unique expression of an infinite power that is only one. And since there's only one, you're it in your life. You're it for you, and I'm it for me. And that is the rich and powerful truth of what we teach. To further understand what we teach, I would invite you to join me in looking at our Declaration of Principle. This was written back in the 1920s by Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, and it expresses at least some of what we believe. So I will read it. Feel free to read along and as I do so. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and of the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal, excuse me, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. So it is. There's a more expanded version of that on our website, and you can find it in other places, which gives a much more thorough and in-depth look at those ideas. But that's what we're about. We're about learning them. We're about living them and finding the various nuances to fully expressing them. As we move now into this next part of our celebration, I'm inviting one of our practitioners, one of our lead practitioners who does so much good work for our center and for many of you individually in his spiritual mind work, his treatment work with you, his affirmative prayer. And so I invite him to come and share with us, Doug Moody. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to CSL Midtown Atlanta. It's a wonderful morning to be with you all here again today. I just love today's theme, inextricably connected. And I found a wonderful little quote in one of my favorite books, this thing called You by Ernest Holmes, on page 3. And it says, you belong to the universe in which you live. You are one with the creative genius back of this vast array of ceaseless motion, this original flow of life. You're as much a part of this as the sun, the earth, and the air. There is something in you telling you this, like a voice echoing from some mountain top of inward vision, like a light whose origin no man has seen, like an impulse welling up from an invisible source. And I love that quote because it just seems to kind of provide the window in today's talk. I don't know about you guys, but this past week was filled with some challenges for me. It was tax crunch season. I have family and aging parents in Louisiana who were dealing with a hurricane, who are all doing great, thank you. And just a lot of things, you know, busy work schedule as people are preparing for holiday season and feathering their homes with things for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's been a really interesting week. And at times like that, when it just can seem real overwhelming, one of my favorite things to do is just get outside, take a walk, go for a walk in the woods. And I always find it so empowering because it allows me to like get reconnected and to get grounded again and remind me of that truth, that unavoidable truth that I and each and every one of us are always divinely connected from within to all that is. And for me, getting out in nature is the best reminder of that. Some of you who have been around for a while know that this time of year is one that I love reading, one of my favorite poems. And it talks about, you know, when we reach that fork in the road in the path of our journey in life and the decisions that we make. But I love the way the poem also reminds us that we are always divinely guided when we make those decisions, and that we are always divinely supported in our journey along that path. Not only divinely supported, but we have a wonderful community, just like our ability this morning to gather and be inextricably connected via this Zoom chat room, thanks to technology and thanks to putting our heads together, and thanks to Vance and Dr. Bob Dean for making this all work for us. So I'm gonna dive into this poem real quick. It's short and sweet. But it's one of my favorites, and it's called The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler, long I stood and looked down the one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then I took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this story with a sigh, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. So just remember, went along that path of your life, and you reach a decision point, and a path can go one way or possibly lead you another. You're always divinely connected. You're always divinely guided and supported. And it is all good. Get outside, take a walk in the woods this time of year. It's probably one of the best things you can ever do for yourself because it's beautiful, and it's all God, and it's all good, and it's wonderful, and so are you. I'm one of the practitioners here at our Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. We've got a fantastic team of practitioners. If you need a little bit of encouragement in getting yourself out into the woods or along that path of life and maybe facing a challenge that you're struggling with, or maybe just need a little insight or guidance, maybe a little self-discovery. That's what we're really all about, self-discovery. So now, if you would, join me in a quick affirmative prayer. I'm going to say this in the first person. I ask you to just get relaxed in your chair and your seat. You can close your eyes if you want. Just uncross your limbs and legs and arms and be open and receptive and just take in whatever resonates with you. And if something doesn't, just let it go. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. And know this with me. There's one infinite power, one divine intelligence, one cosmic something operating throughout this universe and operating through me and each person present every second of every day. And I am always one with this intelligence, with this infinite power, inextricably connected. I can never be separated from it because it is always within me, always within each. All I have to do is recognize its presence and call it forth. And when I do so, I know that I and each are one with the infinite creator. And today I celebrate this inextricable connection with all there is, with all of the creative power that there is in the universe. I know that I am divinely guided and supported. I know that I am a power for good in the world, and I accept this truth about myself. I allow it to unfold in all of its beauty, just as each and every season unfolds here on Earth. And I know, claiming divine intelligence, divine love, divine wisdom and courage always guides me forward in perfect time and in perfect divine purpose. I claim this for my truth. I claim this for all present. And I know that it is wonderful that this present radiates from within me and from within each. Because when we make our own world a better place for ourselves, we also make it a better place for others. That connection allows that to be. So knowing this, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done, it is complete, and so am I, and so are you, and it is wonderful. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. And for this morning's music, I have a Daniel Namad song that kind of continues this theme, God, You Are. And in the song, he speaks about how God is everywhere, in everything, and in you too. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Every mountain, God, You are. Every ocean, God, You are. Every canyon, every inch of earth and sky, God, You are. Every morning, God, You are. Every midnight, God, You are. Every moment, every second of my life. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is You. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is You. Every sunrise, God, You are. Every moon glow, God, You are. Every star shine, every inch of earth and sky, God, You are. Every springtime, God, You are. Every snowfall, God, You are. Every season, every second of my life. Everything I see, everything I do, Everything I am is you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is you. Everything above, everything below, everything I know is you.
Everything I am, everything I know. Everything. He says thin, but that's okay. You got to do some of those kind of things for music. So good morning again. And I am so happy you're here. I'm happy I'm here. Back in the day when I was a youngster, I had a little sister. I still have a little sister, except neither of us are such youngsters anymore, at least not in body. We are in mind. And she was my best bud. She was my best friend. She was my full support. I was hers. And that has continued throughout the years. However, there was one thing she used to do that drove me absolutely nuts. And it was that anytime we had an argument, almost anytime we had an argument, and I was winning, which didn't happen often because she was pretty good at maneuvering around me. Anytime, though, when I really clearly had the upper hand, she would drop into the game of copycat. Now, you may remember that, especially if you have siblings, where suddenly the person you're talking to stops talking to you. Instead, they start copying everything you say. So if you say, but, they say, but. If you say, you know, you really need to think about this differently. Well, you know, you really need to think about this differently. And it goes on and on. And she was a master. She was relentless because she would keep going. And there was no way I could make my point, even though I would try or have any indication that I was making my point. It was many years later that I realized that only happened when she knew she was losing. So I apparently had made my point. But at the time, I couldn't see it that way. And as I was thinking about today's talk, I thought about, you know, that relentless, inextricably connected game is kind of how it is with the universe, with the infinite. You keep talking, I keep talking, and it keeps mimicking us right back. I say, my life is wonderful, and I'm excited and happy. And it says, my life is wonderful, and I'm excited and happy, and I have great joyous times. And I sometimes say, my life is a mess. I don't know what in the world we're going to do in the current world situation, blah, 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 blah. And it says, my life is a mess. I don't know what I'm going to do in the current world situation, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, everything starts happening on the outside to match what's going on the inside, because what we live in is this amazing consciousness that is a connected oneness and that responds to us exactly according to our beliefs. And I love that most of the time. Most of the time. I loved my sister most of the time. However, in those moments when there was nothing good about any of that, or when what was being reflected back to me in her words was just irritating in daylights and wasn't giving me what I wanted, even though I kept saying the same thing and wanting something different, I'd be pretty well irritated and upset. You know, we're living in a world now where things are pretty chaotic and crazy. The next few weeks in this country are critical to the future of this country. Our decisions, our choices, the things we're choosing and doing and make, and the directions we're going. Regardless of what your opinion is about that or which side of the aisle you're on, you know this is hugely formative. This is a moment of real choice, like that road in the woods. And it's a time for when we all have to get very clear inside of us, what is it we want mimicked back to us? What is it that our individual consciousness means to us that we're willing to put forward and put out into the infinite universe and allow it to speak back? You know, it's an amazing place where we live, and it's an amazing opportunity we have when we know and recognize exactly who and what we are. Our theme today is we are inseparable from God. We are inextricably connected, which means when we are inseparable from God, one bridge that links all of life together is a divine intelligence that is behind all things. It is our nature to be in community, to feel connected, and to establish a sense of belonging. What can we do to release these barriers of being disconnected or being connected to being connected? Here's the next one, the one I wanted you to read right now or hear right now. See, where we live right now, where you live, where you're sitting in your house, on your couch, whatever you're doing in your workshop, we are in an infinite mind. An infinite mind is also in us. It is by this mind that we think. This mind is eternal. Therefore, we are eternal. This mind is complete. Therefore, we are spiritually complete, though we do not appear to be so. And I have always loved the poem that Doug read to us, and I love him reading it. I want a recording of that, Doug, sometimes. Because it so beautifully talks about how the choices we make change the directions we go. But here's the piece that always comes to my mind, or has in the last few years. It doesn't matter which direction, which choice you make. You can take the road less traveled, or you can take the road traveled by the most. Because spiritually speaking, truthfully speaking, it's all God. It's all good. You are in an infinite mind. And that mind is in you. Those things, there are no wrong directions to go. And as someone who has always had trouble making decisions, because anytime I'm thinking about deciding to go this way, all I can think about is what I'm not going to do if I go this way and what I'm missing out on. Realizing that I'm not going to miss out on any of the goodness of life, regardless of which choice I make, which direction I go. That is a really powerful, important message for right now. We are immersed in this oneness. This oneness is the truth of who we are. And it's because of it that we're able to connect, that we're able to talk, that we're able to share, that we're able to see and love and understand one another. We live in this cosmic mind, and it lives in us. That's why it's, if you were extracted out of that connection, then you would simply cease to be. And that's not possible, because there isn't anything that's outside of the one. That's why it's absolute, universal, and infinite. One of the ways this is useful and helpful to me is the idea that regardless of what's happening in my life, regardless of where I am, I'm never alone. Again, that's been more important to me in the last 6 months than perhaps ever before, because I could always before hop in the car and go find some people, or go meet up with somebody for coffee, or go do something together with someone else. And even if I didn't do it with them specifically, I could go hang out where people were, and then I had the sense of being connected. Well, that's been harder the last 6 months. And that challenge is going to continue for a while, because we have had to isolate, physically isolate. I don't like the term socially isolating, because I'm not socially isolating, but I am physically isolated, physically separated, physically stayed away, and protected other people and myself from spreading this virus. And in that, sometimes it's been easy to slip into the feeling of being alone. Now, I know enough people around the world in various time zones that almost any time of day or night, I can find somebody on Zoom to have a chat with, and that always helps. But there can be sort of an idea sometimes that we are alone. But I want to share with you that you don't have to be. You know, because of this, you know, it says back to us what we are thinking, what we're feeling, what we're believing. It creates our experience according to our belief. What if you worked on developing a belief that you are always infinitely connected, and that you have within you a conscious awareness of this infinite as a nurturing companion? Think about that. Because the infinite is going to give back to you what you believe in. If you can create an idea that I am always companioned by a nurturing companion, or perhaps your idea of that infinite is a protector. I am always companioned by an infinite, nurturing, protective companion. I am always safe. Or what if your idea of this infinite companion within you is one of wise guidance and leadership, to point you to the different paths and which one might be the most resonating most truthfully and really with you as you choose it? Can save you a whole lot of misturns along the way while you're finding that path. See, if we believe that, if we create that idea in our own minds, then we begin to have that experience. If we create something else, then we have a different experience, because we are inexplicably connected to this one thing, this one power, this one universal presence. Trying to share a screen here, and it's having this. There we go. Give me a moment, folks. Sorry. Think about that while I'm digging for this. There it is. Okay. See, Ernest Holmes said this, and the italics are mine to make this more personal. No one ever walks life's road alone. There is ever an other who walks with you. This is your inner self, the underlying reality, which your personality but poorly emulates. Let us learn to be still and let the truth speak through us. To be still and know that the inner light shines. We live in an infinite universe. We cannot be disconnected from it. And we can choose to experience it as a companion. I don't know how many of you saw the Queen Latifah movie a few years ago, Holiday, because in it she depicts this companionship with the infinite. And all the way through it, she stops and cocks her head up and speaks to God about this, that, and the other. And always things end up working out after the big challenge. It looked like she's not going to get where she wants to go. It's a fun movie. It's a science of mind movie, whether they knew it when they made it or not. It's a truth movie. So I would invite you to spend a little time creating in your consciousness a commitment to the idea that not only are you never alone, but that infinite, that connectedness can really be experienced almost like an inner companion, because it really can. You can begin to settle into that, and you begin to be aware, and you begin to find yourself speaking to. What if you wrote your own book, Conversations with God? I worked on that for years. I had pages and pages and volumes of it, because somewhere along the way, I learned that in journaling, if you switch back and forth between your dominant and non-dominant hand, that you can write your normal thoughts and such, your everyday stuff, with your right hand and ask questions and answer them with your left hand, if you happen to be right-handed. If you're left-handed, it's the opposite, but with your non-dominant hand, and it taps into different neural pathways in your brain and brings out pieces and ideas and puts them together in a way that you won't do using your dominant hand. It just isn't available to it. And I started that process, and I would ask questions of God, and I would get answers coming out of my left hand. Now, they were hard to read sometimes, and they were short because I don't write well with that left hand. But it was fascinating to see what came out of that and what truths and what ideas. And sometimes it would take back and forth, a lot of conversation back and forth, to get to the real idea that was trying to come through me and that deeper idea. And I was so thrilled with it. And then I went to a workshop at a church in St. Petersburg, and we had this kind of weird guy that was there with his big bulky manuscripts called Conversations with God. And the next day we knew it was published, and I was quite unhappy that he got there first. Although mine weren't anywhere close to being ready to publish, and I didn't have nearly the self-esteem to do that at the time. But the beauty of it is there doesn't have to be only one conversation. In fact, there's billions of conversations, and they're with each individual and that infinite power within them, that infinite mind that is speaking through you, whether you sit down and do it in a journaling kind of way or just in living your life. You're having a conversation of spirit, life, truth, what moving through you. And the conversation is simply to help hone it and clarify it and bring it into a greater expression and more full truth for what it is. And I can't go down this road without being reminded of the story of the little kid who was tucked into bed at night. Mom and dad go and get in their bed and they're just about to fall asleep. And little Johnny is like tearing into the bedroom with his parents and dives into the bed under the covers. What happened? What's wrong? I'm scared. I'm just so scared. There's monsters in my closet. I don't know what I'm going to do. And mom being mom and the one to do this, she picks him up and after she cuddles him a little bit, takes him back in his bedroom and tucks him in and opens the door to the closet so you can see that there's nothing in there. And then she says to little Johnny, now, Johnny, you know, because you've learned this in Sunday school, God is with you and right here looking after you. And goes and gets back in the bed. And about 10 minutes later, Johnny comes tearing in, dives under the covers again. Mom is kind of very patient, spends a little time with Johnny, takes him back in, puts him in his bed, says the same thing. You know, Johnny, God's with you and going to protect you. And there's nothing in the closet. Not 10 minutes later, Johnny's back in the bed with him under the covers, crying and scared. And she holds Johnny and she starts to go in the other bedroom and says, you know, as she's walking in there, Johnny, you know, God is with you. And Johnny says, yeah, Mama, but I need God with some skin on it. We all need God with some skin on it sometimes. You know, it's wonderful to have this regular conversation and awareness of being connected, of being inextricably connected to the infinite within you. But by itself, it's not enough. We all need God with some skin on it. We need to know that that person in front of us, those who are out there, those we are connected with and seeing on a regular basis or an irregular basis, are also expressions of God. And in recognizing that this is who we all are and who they are and you are, and there is no they and you, you're just one of the same. You become mirrors to each other, and we open our hearts and our consciousness to give love and receive love, and we can find greater appreciation for one another. And in so doing, the power of that connection becomes even greater. And the power of our lives, the freedom of our lives, the goodness of our lives becomes bigger. And our conversation becomes greater and freer. Because it's not, it's enough. It's necessary to have that sense of connection with the one because it's always there. But so is your connection with other people. It's always there too. Nobody gets to step outside of the system. They may think they are. You may think you are. And there may be times when you already feel like it. But the truth is, you never are. There's always somebody out there that's going to light up at the sight of you and at the idea of spending time with you, whether it's in person or online or on the telephone or in a letter. Remember those? We used to write those. Yeah. Whoever, whatever way that we can do that, recognizing that this, that the other is simply the infinite with skin on it, opens up the idea of great love and great freedom. And then we can look at our challenges with people, not about what's wrong with them or us, but what is there that's standing in the way of our free connections that we need to know about and release, forgive perhaps, or find other ways to connect and other ways to be. That is the whole beginning of the idea of the namaste that you hear and we've said, and that comes out of the Hindu. The God in me, the spirit in me, the divine in me salutes the divine in you. If we can but do that in all people, however much we agree or disagree with them, we will find our lives more full. We will find this infinite connection much more powerful, and our everyday living satisfaction and joy higher. What if you chose to speak into the universe? God, spirit, life is my constant companion for joy. I think that would be enough. And this is the truth. This is your truth. This is my truth. It's your truth if you choose to if you choose it. It's my truth because I'm speaking. I'm grateful you're here. I'll let this be the truth for me. I'll let it be so. And so it is. Yes. Thank you all. So in that spirit, let's take a moment and close our eyes if you are in a safe place and comfortable doing that. If you're driving or operating equipment, please don't. But in whatever way you have of going within, turning away from the noise around you and even my noise, listen within for a few moments. Notice the thoughts going through your mind. All of the feelings, the thinking, the responses, the boredom, whatever may be happening, just notice it. And then recognize that there is a companion within you, a you, that recognizes what you're thinking. as if you're looking in from outside of yourself. Because you're not your thoughts, you're not your beliefs. You're the one who orchestrates your thoughts, who chooses your beliefs. And as the one who chooses, know with me, there is truly only one infinite consciousness in which we each live, move, and have our being. One mind, if you will. And I am currently using that mind to choose my thoughts, to know my truth, to decide which path to take. All of that is happening within me, and there's a deep sense of connection in doing that. No decision is made without the wisdom of my observer within me. No direction is taken without an awareness of its goodness and value for me and for those in my world. So as I settle into this knowing that I am indeed an expression of the One, I also am bound to recognize by simple logic, so are you, and so is everyone. And I choose by action of this treatment to look beyond our differences, to look beyond our disagreements, and look into the hearts of the truth of the divine within each of us. And know that because we are connected, we can find those connections. We can find those ways to communicate. We can find those ways to love each other regardless of our political stands. And we can find the ways to honor and find ways for each one to get what we are looking for in life, which is mostly about love and joy and freedom and truth. By action of this treatment, the differences in the hows that will come about simply dissolve. And in its place is the whys and the whats. And in standing in that truth, I recognize my responsibility and opportunity to know, and to know that I know, and to choose the what, the opportunities, the things that I want to see happening that bring me the greatest possible good and therefore will bring the greatest possible good to others. I stand in love. I stand in truth. I stand in huge gratitude that I live in this kind of a system that works this way, a universal system for everyone. And in this gratitude, I release this treatment now, knowing this is complete and done for me, in me, as me, and through me, and for all others who accept it. And in knowing this, I let it be, I let it be so, and so it is. And so we move into a time now of recognition and appreciation. This is your opportunity to appreciate back to the Center for Spiritual Living who and what we are. We do live in a world of abundance. We know that. We are seeing that in our expressions of life right here and right now. So as we continue to provide these ideas and thoughts out to the world in a rich and powerful way, I'm so tickled that we are touching so many people around the world that I want us to continue that. And to do that, it costs some money. And so I'm inviting you to join with us. Many of you already do. Most of you on this call already do give very generously. And I'm so grateful for that. You give generously to this cause and to many others. And so out of your generosity makes possible all of the things that we are doing. We're teaching classes. We're doing our Tuesday calls. We're doing a lot of other work for people that it's behind the scenes and may not ever be talked about or seen. However, know that your contributions are appreciated, they are multiplied, and they return to you. So join me, if you will, in our affirmation of prosperity, because I promise you, as you give, you will prosper. As you give to those things which matter to you, those things which you know bring greater good to you and to others, then that part of that greater good is the prosperity returning in full circle. So join me, if you will, in the affirmation of prosperity. It's on your screen. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You see the numbers there for donating online. And I noticed that Cynthia put those in the chat as well. You can also give. You can also send checks to our mailbox. You can do the giving through Facebook. PayPal. And we're grateful for that. So coming up this month's theme is Cosmic Connections. Next week is Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Our guest speaker is Reverend Cynthia McCarthy. And I am thrilled that she gets to do this topic because I get to do the follow-up, which is Permanent Bridges. So Bridges Over Troubled Water, you know, great song, great time. Cynthia, I know, will have a good time with this. So our online spiritual empowerment session is on Tuesday, 12:30. We have a growing group of people who are participating in that. It is a time to come together, get your extra boost for the week, to bring whatever challenges you may have to bring forward, to take into prayer, take into affirmative prayer. So I invite you to participate in that. On Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, we have our discussion group, adult discussion group led by Maya and other practitioners as we can develop that. Thank you very much, Maya Fuller, for doing this. It is a great time to talk about the Science Mind and the Science Mind textbook. We're reading through the whole book in a year, and there's a guide for that on the website as well. If you have things going on that you would like support with, call a practitioner. There's nothing wrong with calling a practitioner. This is not a teaching for those who have already got all the answers and got it all taken care of. If you got all that, good. Help the rest of us. But this is a community for working together to grow and to become clearer and clearer about being the infinite expression of God that we are. So I invite you to participate in that by contacting practitioners. And some of them have put their information in the chat. And also, I want to thank them because they are the spiritual backbone of this center. They are the people who hold the consciousness for this center and hold us in place in the world, and have for many, many, many years, long before I got here. So thank you all. And it's because they're all older than me. But it's also because we have a lineage of practitioners that have held this center in this place. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful to our board of trustees, many of whom are on the call. If you want to raise your hand or wave at us, that's a good way for people to know who you are, both either on screen or in the response column or the response tab down at the bottom. So they are the folks who handle the responsibility for the financial life of the center. They make the decisions and they assist me in so many, many, many ways to hold this center in place and to take care of the business of being a center. We are a business as well as a ministry. And it takes both parts of that to really express itself. And with that, I'm going to begin to wrap up here. I would like to simply say that I'm glad you're here. If you have any desire to contact me or have questions or responses, you can find my email on the website. It is Dr. Bob Dean at cslmidtown.org. If you remember all that, you're doing better than I will. So look on the website. It's easier to remember, and you'll find it in all kinds of places. So join me, if you will, in our affirmation of life, because what else is there if not life? So I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you all.